们继续早上的课程。
We'll continue from the morning class.
今天早上我们谈到启示录里面有关真教会的一些预言。
This morning we talked about prophecies concerning the true church in Revelations.
所以我们注意看的话，注意详细的去读，我们会觉得说真教会真的很宝贵。
If we read carefully and contemplate on it, we can realize that the true church indeed is very precious.
真教会就是按照圣经里面的预言应验在世界上。
The true church is fulfilled according to the promise of the prophecy.
要把这个道理传遍世界，然后主耶稣要再来。
And the word will be preached throughout the ends of the earth and before Christ comes again.
所以真教会的确是末世的方舟。
So the true church is indeed the ark of the end time.
启示录第一章里面谈到约翰看到。七个灯台的意象。
Revelation chapter 1 describes John seeing seven lamps.
因为主耶稣要他写信给当时的七个教会。
And Jesus wanted John to write letters to the seven churches.
他看到七灯台当中，主耶稣在当中行走。
And so he saw within these seven lamps Jesus walking about.
有手中有七个星，就是七个。教会的使者。
And in his hands were seven stars, which represents the seven angels.
所以让我们知道说，这个七的灯台就是所有的属神的真教会。
So we can see that these seven lampstands are those who that belong to God's church.
我们有一段时间夏威夷教会离开总会。
There was a period of time when the Hawaii Church left the U.S. General Assembly.
不过我们还没有中断呢，就是继续保持跟他们联络辅导他们。
But the relationship was not entirely cut off. There was the GA still continued to communicate and guide.
好像在1996年左右在那边开 NCC。
And in 1996, they held a national church conference there.
有一个姐妹看异象，就是夏威夷的姐妹。
And there was a Hawaiian sister there who saw a vision.
她看到六个灯台在一起，围着很亮。
She saw seven lampstands together, encircling very brightly.
另外有一个灯台离得很远灯都快熄掉了。
And there was one lampstand that was very distant from the rest, and it was almost
so. 他们就临时开了一个植物会。
So they immediately held a council's meeting.
说我们应当回到美国总会才对。
And they recommended that they return back to the General Assembly.
结果在那一次开会当中中间就休会30分钟。
And so during the period of that meeting, they rested in the middle. They rested 30 minutes.
会欢迎他们回到美国总会来。
And they welcomed them back to the General Assembly.
以后每年总会大概派4个梯次到6个梯次的工人去牧养。
And so every year.The GA sends about six or seven workers over there to.
从道理上慢慢跟他们教导让他们能够认识。
To teach them slowly according to the word, so that they may become familiar.
因为过去一段时间没有真理就没有圣灵。
Because during that period of time, when they did not have the truth, the Holy Spirit.
因为他们144个人里面大概得圣灵都有5-6位。
Out of the 144 members, only 5 or 6 received the Holy Spirit.
但是归回了，按照圣经，神的恩典就开始。
But after they return, according to God's grace, according to the Bible, God's grace started.
在2000年的时候有一个姐妹看异象，天开了。
In the year 2000, there was another sister who saw a vision of the heavens opening.
说神的恩典要降下来。
It says that God's grace shall come down.
年初的时候就开始有一个人得圣灵。
And in the beginning of that year, people started receiving.
六月份的时候，他们有一个 retreat 一个礼拜。
And in June, they held a one-week retreat by the ocean.
他们是早上上课，下午上一节课。
And in the morning and afternoon, they held classes.
然后大大小小的就去玩去游水。
And then afterwards, big and small, they went to the ocean to play.
到5点的时候再回来祷告会，再吃饭。
And they return in the evening for prayer and dinner.
那个时候黄传道就跟他们讲说我们要祷告求圣灵。
And at that time, Preacher Huang told them, we must pray together and ask for the Holy Spirit. He advised them to pray for an hour instead of their usual 30 minutes.
真的没有圣灵,你祷告半个小时也很累哦。
Because truly, without the Holy Spirit, even praying for a mere 30 minutes may become exhausting.
要叫他们祷告一个小时。
But now you ask them to pray for 1 hour.
但没想到他们说好，我们就要求圣灵。
But unexpectedly, they agreed because they wanted to pursue the Holy Spirit.
就要从第一天晚上开始，他们下午报到，晚上开始聚会嘛。
So starting from the first night, they registered and then started.
有两个得圣灵。
Two people received the Holy Spirit.
以后每一次祷告都有人得圣灵。
And ever since, people start receive the Holy Spirit each during each prayer.
哦，他们就是很喜乐啊。
And they were all very joyful.
就一直打电话,
and so they started making phone calls.
找一些没有来的, 叫他们亲,他们家人, 赶快来啊。
And they started making phone calls and inviting those people who have not been coming to church for a while.
哎呦,我9号到, 13号离开了。
And I arrived on the 9th and I left on the 13th.
You know, 我爸爸那个时候生重病, 主耶稣要召他回家, 我说赶回来洛杉矶, 然后再跑回台湾去。
And at that time, my father was ill. The Lord was calling him back, so I rushed back to L.A. and then caught a flight.
结果我在那边四天的时候，就已经有16个人得圣灵。
And while I was there for 4 days, there were already 16 people who received the Holy Spirit.
然后来完全到继续在那里工作到结束，他20几个人得圣灵。
And Preacher Huang continued to work till the end, and in the end, there were about 20 who received the Spirit.
所以感谢主啊，那一年第一次神在那里动工。
Thank God that year God started His work in Hawaii.
到了九月的时候，总会又派一次的人去。
And in September, the GA sent some more workers.
又有16个人得圣灵。
And there were again 16 members that received the Holy Spirit.
到年底的灵恩会又有人得圣灵。
And at the year-end spiritual convocation, there were more people who received the Holy Spirit.
所以真的天开了，神的灵降下来。
So indeed, the heavens opened and God's Spirit came down.
那一年就有超过40个人得圣灵。
And in that year alone, there were over 40 people who.
那圣灵在开始工作的时候，他们就热心起来。
And when the Holy Spirit began to work, they all became very.
开始有晚上聚会。
They started holding evening services.
安息日早上很早就来祷告会。
And they come early on the Sabbath morning to join the prayer.
开始家庭聚会。
And they started family services as well.
以前都很少啊，教会冷冷的。
And they used to not have that many. The church was pretty.
但是我们看到神亲自做工。
But we witnessed the God working over there.
第二年六月我们再去的时候，人数就增加，聚会的人数增加很多。
And the following June, when we came back again, the membership increased.
本来他们大概60几个人嘛，后来大概100人左右。
What was originally 60 some members became 100 or so.
所以感谢主了。
So thank God.
所以我们知道说这个灯台啊，金灯台就是神的教会。
So from Revelation we can see that the golden lampstands.
因为要在世界上发光。
God's church, they shine the light on this earth.
约翰神主是约翰说啊，要让他知道现在跟未来的事情。
God revealed the present and future things to come to John.
当然，那个现在、当时，就是第二章、第三章里面所讲到的七个教会。
And the present, in his present situation was described in the churches in chapter 2 and 3.
第四章开始就是讲未来。
And from verse chapter 4 and onwards, it talks about the future.
就是末世救恩的开始。
Which is the beginning of the end time salvation.
其实这里面很多啊，都是谈到神的教会。
Actually, in this book, it talks a lot about God's church.
第四章讲到宝座出现。
Chapter 4 talks about the throne appearing.
耶利米书17章12节说啊, 神的圣所就是荣耀的宝座。
In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 12, it says that God's holy place is the place where the throne is.
所以这个宝座是主的神的教会。
So this throne represents God's church.
有一位坐宝座的，就是神坐在宝座上面。
And the one who sits on the throne is God.
从宝座当中有灯啊，有神的灵发出来。
And there is light and also God's spirit coming forth from the throne.
然后羔羊拿书卷来开。
And then the lamb opening up the scroll.
因为羔羊要开书卷啊，所以众 四个活物众，还有二十四位长老都跪拜歌颂。
And all the living creatures were, and all the elders were praising and singing praises.
还有众天使，千千万万的天使歌颂。
And the thousands of angels also were praising.
天上地下地底下的一同歌颂。
On the heavens and earth, they were all praising.
然后就开始开印了。
And then the seal were opened.
第一个印打开啊，就是白马出现。
And when the first seal was opened, the white horse emerged.
白马。一般的教会有不一样的解释。
There are different interpretations for this white horse.
但我们知道说这个白马就是指着真道末世救恩真教会的开始传道的。
But we know that this white horse represents the true path.
因为这四匹马一开始的时候马主到哪里这个事情就传到哪里去。
Because in the beginning, wherever these four horses went, that's when the event started occurring.
白马出来要胜来又要胜。
The white horse came out to be victorious.
到十九章的时候也指着白马。
And even in chapter 19, it talks about
说那是神的道。
It says that that is the word of God.
有名字写着万王之王万主之主骑在马上的。
His name is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那个就是已经征战得胜了。
And that is the horse that has overcome in a.
所以第六章这个白马跟十九章应该是同一匹马，但是不一样的时间呢。
And so this white horse referred to in chapter 6 and chapter 19 should be the same one, except it's
这是真教会的开始。
Time period. And this is the beginning of the true church.
十九章那里是征战得胜了。
And in chapter 19, he has achieved victory.
再来第七章，我们今天早上讲到那个盖印。
And in chapter 7, we talked about it this morning concerning the seal.
这也是指着教会出现了，用圣灵来盖神仆人的印记。
The emergence of the true church, the seals were used, the Holy Spirit was used to seal the members.
所以神的选民都有圣灵的印记。
So God's chosen people have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
得救的人有一个定数，14万4千人。
And those who are saved have a set number, 144,000.
当然这是一个象征的数目不一定是正确的数目，是一个象征。
This may not be an exact figure.
第九章有谈到说那个蝗虫之灾的时候，要伤害那个额上没有神印记的人。
And chapter 9 it talks about when the people without the seals will be attacked, injured.
十章的时候谈到说小书卷呢。
And chapter 10 talks about, describes the little book.
就是说本来那个书卷慢慢开最后剩下一个小书卷。
The book was, the scroll was slowly unrolled, and then in the end there was a little book.
最后打开了，内外都有字。
And in the end it was rolled open, and it had prints on both sides.
所以到这个时候那个神的奥秘都显明出来了。
So at this time, God's mystery and profoundness was revealed.
让我们能够了解啦。
So that we can understand.
所以天使叫约翰说要吃下去，然后向着万民说预言。
So the angel instructed John to swallow the scroll and then to preach out to all the men of the earth.
这也是告诉我们要把神的道充实了以后来传末世的警告。
This also tells us that we should be equipped and filled with God's words before going out.
所以十一章里面就说要开始量了，量神的殿了。
And so chapter 11 starts with the measuring of God's temple using the reed.
都是要按照神的标准来建设教会，传扬末世的道理。
And everything must be done according to God's measurements.
两个见证人开始传道理，非常有能力
And then two witnesses began to preach the gospel.
我们跳过来看十四章。
Let's jump to chapter 14.
十四章的第一节
Chapter 14, verse
1. 那我又看见羔羊在锡安山，同他有十四万四千人。都有他的名按他父的名写在额上第二节
Verse 2
我听见天上有声音像众水的声音大雷的声音并且我所听见的好像弹琴所弹的琴声第三节
Verse 3
他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌仿佛是新歌除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外没有人能够学这歌的 第四节。
Verse four.
那这些人是未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。啊，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来，做出熟的果子归给神和羔羊。他们口中啊，查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
Verse five.
那这十四万四千人经过了锻炼以后啊，就站在这个玻璃海上面了，啊。
After these 144,000 went through trials, then they stood upon the sea of glass.
其实这是第七章里面那个盖印的十四万四千人。
And these 144,000 were those that were sealed in chapter 7.
但是他们已经啊，经过各样的环境磨练、考验过了。
But they have went through many of the trials and tests.
所以羔羊无论到哪里去，他们都跟随他。
So no matter where the lamb went, they followed.
啊。说在他们身上啊，找不出什么瑕疵来。
It says that on them there's no fault or deceit to be found.
那继续到十九章的地方啊，就讲到那个新娘装饰整齐，在等候新郎迎娶。
If we continue to verse chapter 19, we can see the description of the bride preparing herself for her groom.
啊，二十一章啊，说神的帐幕在人间呢。
And chapter 21 says that the tent of God is with among men.
因为神的圣城耶路撒冷已经建设完成了，都能够发出荣耀的光辉来了。
Because God's kingdom, Jerusalem, has been established and it will shine the glory of God.
所以到这边呢，教会的建设啊，已经达到完全了，他就等候主来迎娶的时候。
So in this chapter, the church of God has already been fulfilled and completed, awaiting the Lord to come receive.
因为我们没有时间哈，所以没有办法详细谈。
Because of time constraints, I do not have time to go into detail.
不过让我们知道说，这个真教会的建设，慢慢的会达到完全的地步。
But this encourages us that the church, the establishment of the church, will gradually get greater and greater until it is completed.
因为末世真教会主要的目的就是要把末世救恩传遍全世界。
Because the purpose of the end church in the end time is to preach the gospel in the end time.
我们要持守纯正的信仰。
We must keep the true faith.
把人完完全全的引到神面前。
And bring people before God.
我们也要建设教会，让耶稣基督能够借着教会来得到他应得的荣耀。
And we must establish this church so that Jesus Christ can receive those members and receive his glory.
我们常常有人会问说啊，难道只有真教会才可以啊得救吗？
There are many people who ask, is it only the true church members that can be saved?
所以我们来谈真教会的独一性。
So let's talk about the oneness of the true church.
我们有谈过说啊，圣殿是一表真教会。
We've talked about the spiritual temple representing the church.
我们看到说旧约时代所建造的圣殿是在耶路撒冷。
We see that the temple built in the Old Testament was built in Jerusalem.
其实耶路撒冷很早在亚伯拉罕的时代就有一个撒冷王，是至高神的祭司。
And in the early days, actually in Jerusalem, there was already a king there.
后来亚伯拉罕把儿子献上，也是在这个摩利亚山上。
And then Abraham offered his son Isaac on top of Mount Moriah.
大卫也曾经在那里筑坛。
And David also once built an altar there.
后来所罗门呢，就在这个耶路撒冷的城上，在那里建造圣殿。
And then King Solomon constructed the temple of God.
虽然后来这个圣殿被毁了，但是后来重建还是在原来的根基上重建。
So even though the temple was destroyed, it was rebuilt on the same foundation.
所以在旧约圣经里面说啊，要到神面立名的，到神的殿里面呢去拜神。
So in Old Testament it tells us that we must go enter into the temple of God in order to worship him.
以色列人有七个节期。
The Israelites, they hold on to seven feasts.
他们每年呢有三次啊要到耶路撒冷去守节。
Three times they would go to Jerusalem three times a year to hold the feast.
就是国家亡掉了，他们分散在国外，他们还是回去守节。
Even though they were held, their country was destroyed and they're held captive, they still returned to observe.
因为那里有神的殿在那里。
Because God's temple was resided there.
你看所罗门的儿子啊，罗伯安的时代。
And we can see in Solomon's son, Rehoboam.
当然，因为所罗门的原因呐，他娶外邦拜偶像，所以王国分裂。
And the kingdom was divided because King Solomon had many different wives.
耶罗伯安带了十个支派啊，在北朝另立一个以色列国。
And Jeroboam took another group and established another kingdom.
因为呢，为着政治上的利益。
Because he wanted a political power.
怕以色列人又回到耶路撒冷去拜神呐、啊。啊、他就失掉了统治的力量。
He was afraid that the Israelites may return to Jerusalem to worship the Lord, and then he would lose his political.
所以在但跟伯勒利啊，就设了两个金牛啊，跟他们说这是我们应当拜的神。
So he set up two calves, golden calves, between Dan and Bethel.
所以从那个时候开始啊，北朝以色列就陷入到拜偶像当中。
So after that time.Onwards, the northern kingdom Israel started worshiping.
所以神兴起了很多的先知啊，一直的警告他们。
And God raised up many prophets to warn them.
他们没有办法回头啊，最后整个国家就亡掉了。
But they were incapable of turning back, so in the end, their kingdom was destroyed.
所以当时的圣殿就是一个，就是在耶路撒冷。
So God's temple has only one, which is in Jerusalem.
啊，因为这个是神立名拜神的地方。
This is the established place that God said to worship.
那在新约时代啊，说这个圣殿呢、啊、是预表神的教会。
In the New Testament, it says that this temple represents the church of God.
是圣灵的居所。
It is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
所以神的灵只有一位，神的殿也就只有一个。
So there is only one Spirit of God, and so therefore there is only one church of God.
好像旧约时代，神的殿就是一个。
Just as in the Old Testament time, there was only one temple.
教会是耶稣基督的心腹。
The church is the bride of Christ.
这里里面讲到这个婚姻之间的关系。
Here it talks about the relationship of a married couple.
神设立了婚姻了，因为神刚觉得亚当一个人不好。
God established marriage because he thought it wasn't good for Adam.
所以借着他的肉骨啊，为他造夏娃。
So he created Eve out of Adam's rib bone.
所以神就讲了一句话说，人要离开父母，跟妻子联合，两人要成为一体。
And so God instructed that they depart from their mothers and fathers and become one.
夫妇的关系啊，就是丈夫妻子两个合为一体。
The relationship between a husband and a wife is that of one body.
以弗所书里面呢、啊，第五章谈到说啊。丈夫之间的关系就是基督跟教会的关系。
Ephesians 5 describes the relationship between the husband is the same as Christ and the church.
那所以，既然这个丈夫一个，新娘一个
，So since there is only one husband and one wife,
所以耶稣基督是丈夫，他的心腹应当也只有一个。
And so.If Jesus was to be the groom, then his church, his bride would be the church, and also one.
我们看雅歌。
Let us look at Song of Solomon.
雅歌第六章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 6.
雅歌六章的第八节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 8.
说有六十个王后，八十个妃嫔，第九并无数的童女，第九节。
Verse 9.
说我的鸽子，我的完全人呐、啊，只有这一个，是他母亲独生的，是生养他者所保爱的。众女子见了就称他有福，王后妃嫔见了他也赞美他。这里讲到这个新郎啊。在赞美这个心腹。
Here the beloved is praising and complimenting his
虽然有很多的著称为王后妃嫔的很多很多。
Even though there are many queens and concubines.
但丈夫眼中的鸽子完全人呢、啊？他所保爱的妻子就是只有一个。
But in the eyes of the beloved, his dove, his perfect one, there is only one.
所以我们再看理解。
Let's read another verse.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's read in Isaiah.
第四章。
Isaiah chapter 4.
以赛亚书第四章。
Isaiah chapter 4.
第一节。
verse 1.
第4章第1节.
Chapter 4, verse 1.
说在那日啊, 7个女人必拉住一个男人, 说, 我们吃自己的食物, 穿自己的衣服, 但求你许我们归在你的名下, 求你辞掉我们的羞耻。 这是一种预言啊。
Here in verse 1 is a prophecy.
当然有的人解释说, 因为战争的关系, 很多男人都死掉了。
And some people explain it as, since there were many wars during that time, and their husbands died.
所以留下了很多的妇女啊。
So many widows were left.
所以7个女人就要拉住一个男人。
And so 7 women will hold on to one man.
所以你让我们归在你的名下就好了, 我们吃自己的饭, 我们, 穿自己的衣服。
And they say, we will wear, eat our own food and wear our own apparel, just let us be called under your name.
但是这个男人啊, 是主的耶稣基督啊。
But this God, this, this,
因为他是人类唯一的救主。
This man represents Jesus Christ because
这个女人是主的教会。
And the woman prefigures the church.
很多很多的女人, 七个是一个完全数嘛。
So there are many, many, there are many women, 7 of them, which is a perfect number.
拉住这个男人,
that held on to the man.
他说, 我们只要用你的名就好了。
They say, we only want to be called
归在你的名下,
by your name. We want to be under your name.
但是我们要吃自己的食物, 穿自己的衣服。
But we will eat of our own food and wear our own apparel.
食物是什么?
What is this food that they're referring
道理啊,
to?
道理啊,这圣经是我们属灵的食物啊。
It's the word of God, the scripture.
衣服就是指的我们的行为。
The apparel described, represents our deeds.
所以虽然归在主的名下, 但是是按照自己所想的来传道理, 不是按照圣经里面的道理。
Even though we are under the name of the Lord, but we use our own ways to preach.
所以是按照自己的仁义在思想做事情。
So we use our own human thoughts and will in order to do.
不是按照圣经里面的道理在做事。
And not according to what is described or what is mentioned in the Bible.
所以很多啊，已经超越了圣经了。 圣经里面没有的人自己施意加添很多很多。
So many people have added so much more on there that it is. It is even more than what it is not even what the Bible has instructed.
这已经不是贞洁的那个妇人了。
So this is no longer the pure woman.
所以贞洁的心腹啊, 就是只有一个新郎只能够娶一个太太。
And so this pure bride, there can only be one.
所以基督的心腹就是一个。
So the bride of there's only one bride of Christ.
因为15章里面谈到葡萄树。
The Gospel of John, chapter 15, mentions the grape, the vine.
主耶稣特别说这个这一棵葡萄树是父神所栽培的。
Jesus specifically mentioned that this true vine was the Father is the vine dresser.
耶稣是葡萄树啊, 真葡萄, 啊, 我们是基督的身体, 也是, 所以这个真葡萄树也可以象征教会。
So Jesus says he is the vine and we are the branches, so this... These branches can represent.
因为葡萄树里面有生命，会结果子。
Because the vine has life in it, it can bear fruit.
所以真教会里面有属灵的真生命在里面。
And so inside within the church, there is the life of the spirit.
不管说这个树上株子很多啊，但是树就是一棵。
No matter how many branches there are, there's only one vine.
我们信徒啊，都是这个树枝一样肢体。 但是这个神的教会就是一个。
And we are each members of the same vine.
我们再看约翰福音10章16节。
Let's continue to read John chapter 10, verse
16. 约翰福音10章16节。
John chapter 10, verse 16.
我另外有羊不在这圈里的，我必须领他们来。 他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人呐。这里讲到有一个特别的羊圈，这个羊圈呢是单数哦。Here
it mentions of a special fold, which is singular.
所以羊是主的信徒。
So the sheep represent the members, the
believers. 牧人是主的耶稣基督。
And the shepherd represents
Jesus Christ. 所以一个牧人有一个属于他的特别的羊圈。
So the one shepherd has a fold that is exclusively his.
他说有些羊啊，虽然在外面，没有在这里面。
It mentions here that even though some sheep are not of the fold.
但是这些羊啊，是属主的羊。
But these sheep still belongs to Christ.
所以主耶稣会把他们带来合成一群。
So Jesus will bring them back to become one flock.
说主的羊会听主的声音。
It says that the sheep of the Lord will heed his voice.
所以我们在到处传道里啊，如果是主的羊，他听到声音，他就会来。
So whenever, wherever we preach, if we preach to the sheep of the Lord, they will come.
他们所听的主的声音就是真理的声音。就是圣灵的声音。
They can hear the voice of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在传道里的时候，有的我很羡慕圣灵，就来了。
And so when we're preaching the gospel, and some people admire the Holy Spirit, and then they start coming.
有的跟他们查考道理，说：“哎，这个道理很对啊，很正确啊。”他就来了。
And some people who study the Scripture with us, they realize the truth in it, and then they come.
所以神的羊散在各地方。
So God's sheep is scattered among the land.
所以我们要去传道理，把神的羊把它聚集过来。
We must go out and preach and gather all His sheep back.
神的羊会听真理的声音，会听圣灵的声音。
God's sheep, God's lamb will listen to the voice of the God.
我们往往看到说，有的人呐、啊，为着说啊，怕别人外教会啊不赞同我们，所以我们把自己的道理改变一下。
Some of us are afraid that other people may not appreciate or accept.
啊，不必西教理了。
So we kind of modify what our belief.
啊，或者是说啊，十架的长道都没有受洗，所以不一定要洗礼了。
For example, we might give up foot washing or omit baptism.
有一些四十二会的道理啊，出现以后啊，你看教会就不发展。
There are other doctrines arising out of the church, and you can see that this church will no longer grow.
真教会真的是这样啊，因为你要真理的住宿跟根基。
The true church is indeed like this. It must be established upon the pillar.
哦，我们不怕说啊，我们不怕说福音传不出去。
We're not afraid that the gospel may not be preached out.
我们主要诚诚实实按照主的教训这样传。
As long as we faithfully follow according to God's way and preach.
神的羊一听到真理的声音，听到圣灵的声音就来了。
God's sheep, once they hear His voice, they will come.
所以有的人呢、啊，羡慕圣灵来。
Some people they admire.
有的说，哎，这要守安息日才来，才会要守安息日才对，他们就来。
And some people who believe in observing the holy Sabbath, they will come.
甚至有的说啊，这个洗脚礼很对，这样来信主。
And even those who who know the importance of the foot washing, they will come and believe.
所以神怎么做工啊？我们不知道。
So God works in ways we do not understand.
但是我们知道羊圈一个。
But we know there is only one fold.
神的羊会听。
And God's sheep will listen to him.
在去年德州教会啊。达拉斯教会有一批人、啊、大部分是白人跟黑人、啊、来信主。有一个白人家庭有五个了、啊、另外还有一个。
Last year in Dallas Church, there was a group of mainly Caucasian and African Americans.
另外还有二十几个左右黑人。
And there were five or six Caucasian people, and then
他们本来、
so African American.
他们本来是有人跟他们讲说守安息日才对。
And someone had mentioned to them that the importance of observing the Holy Sabbath.
所以他们就离开本来的教会。
So they departed from their previous church.
在家里很严谨在守安息日。
And they kept the holy Sabbath very firmly at home.
除了聚会查考道理以外，下午的时间呢、啊、就是行善呢、啊、就是。做很多的食物送到那个无家可归的那个中心、啊、去给他们吃。
Other than holding service during the daytime and reading scripture together, in the afternoon they would do good deeds, for example, feeding the homeless.
后来有一个小女孩、啊、从我们教会旁边经过。
And there, a little girl walked by our church.
她看到说我们是写安息日崇拜。
And she saw on our sign it said Sabbath worship.
所以他们就星期六要来看看我们是不是真的守安息日。
And so they wanted to come check it out on Saturday.
因为他们曾经看到说写 Sabbath worship, 结果去的时候他们还是星期日聚会。
Because they once passed by other churches who had Sabbath worship on their sign. But when they went, they actually, the church worshiped on Sunday.
所以他们就特别要来看一下。
So they especially wanted to come check this one out.
那如果来了以后,发现我们真的是安息日聚会就。
And when they came, they discovered that indeed we worship on the Sabbath.
他们也很喜欢我们讲的道理。
And they accepted what we were preaching.
一开始对我们祷告得圣灵,用圣灵祷告,他们不习惯。
In the beginning, they weren't very comfortable with the speaking in
tongues. 所以来了一段时间,你又停掉。
So after attending for a while, they stopped coming.
后来有信徒遇到了以后,又要他们去参加英文的家庭聚会。
And when some of our members invited them to family English services.
结果有一个太太在当中就得圣灵。
And so one of the women received Holy Spirit during one of those.
后来他们安息日又来聚会。
And so they came on Sabbath.
先生又得圣灵。
And the husband received the Holy Spirit.
所以他们本来对圣灵没有办法了解,一得圣灵以后你不必跟他解释了。
So they initially were not familiar with the Holy Spirit, but once they received it, you don't need to explain it to them any longer.
所以后来一个一个得圣灵,他们就来了。
And one by one, they each received the Holy Spirit, and they all came.
所以神的羊会听神的声音。
So God's sheep will hear his voice.
但是我们要知道,这个羊圈是一个。
We must remember that there is only one fold.
属神的真教会,有真理,有圣灵的,就是一个。
Which is the true church of God that has the truth and the spirit.
但是我们要往各地方去传,因为主耶稣说,主耶稣曾经对保罗说,在那个哥林多城里面说,这里面有很多我的百姓,你不要怕,尽管传。
But Jesus instructed us to go out and preach.
神的羊也是散在各地方,但是我们要把他们召集回来。
God's sheep is also scattered among the land. We must call them back.
再来这个方舟,就是一艘。
And the ark, there was also only one ark.
我们知道方舟是出现在挪亚世代,因为罪恶很重,将要被毁灭之前。
We know that the ark appeared during Noah's time because the sin of man was so great that God wanted to destroy the world.
真教会也是在末世世界要毁灭之前出现。
And the true church will also emerge during the end time before the destruction of the earth.
神把要造方舟的所有储存大小材料怎么造什么样式通通告诉挪亚。
God told Noah specific details of the design of the ark, including the measurements and the materials used.
圣经里面说,神所吩咐的,挪亚都照着去做。
The Bible records that whatever God commanded, Noah followed accordingly.
所以方舟是按照神主事的尺寸大小,样式造起来的。
So the ark was constructed based on God's precise measurements.
可能人家会看这个方方正正的,这个什么像船,好像一栋很大的楼房一样。
Some people may wonder why this ark is in a rectangular form, not even like a boat.
大家会觉得很奇怪,这怎么能够开啊?
They might wonder how this ark will be.
但是当时的船啊,通通没有了,就是方舟留下来。
But all the vessels in the earth sunk besides the ark.
因为这是神主事造的。
Because this was constructed according to God's instruction.
所以我们看到说,建会幕,建圣殿,通通一样,都是神主事的。
So we know that no matter if it's building the altar or building the temple, everything must be done according to God's instruction.
出埃及记一直主事摩西说,你一定要照在山上主事你的样式来建造会幕。
And God told Moses that you must construct the temple, the altar, based on what you were instructed on top of the mountain.
大卫告诉所罗门说,把那个建殿的样式把它画出来,说是神画给我看的,就是这样。
And David revealed to Solomon the model of the church, the temple that was to be built. He said that God instructed him personally.
所以这个教会的建设也是一样,照神的话来做。
So likewise, the church must be constructed according to God's word.
因为唯有这样才能够保住生命。
Because only if it's done in this way can we preserve the
world. 才能够让人进到新天新地里面。
So that man can enter into the new heaven and the new earth.
真教会会出现在东方。
And the true church will come from the east.
当然圣经有很多的根据了。
There are many evidence backed up by the Bible.
比如说伊甸园是在东方。
For example, the Garden of Eden was set in the east.
伊甸园啊,这可以做教会的意表。
The Garden of Eden can prefigure the true church.
因为那个是在没有罪的时候，人跟可以各样都能够和平相处。
Because that was the time before the original sin that when man can
那里面有生命树,
live in harmony. And there stood the tree of
有生命河,
life. And the river of life.
啊, 能够有各样的生命树，这些各样的果子。
And those trees of life bore all kinds of
fruit. 人跟神可以非常亲密的交通。
And man and God can communicate intimately.
所以圣殿里面特别说那个伊甸园是在东方。
So the Garden of Eden prefigures this church, which is established from the east.
当然，创世纪第九章也讲到神是闪的神呢。
And of course, in Genesis chapter 8, it says God is the God of Shem.
闪的后裔跟神的关系啊最密切。 也特别蒙神恩典。The
lineage or descendants of Shem had a special relationship with God.
说亚伯要扩张啊，就是在物质文明，他要强盛发展。It
says Abraham or Abel shall prosper.
但是亚伯要住在神的帐篷里面。But
Abel,
亚伯。 闪和亚伯。Oh,
Japheth shall dwell in the tent of God.
说亚伯。 亚伯扩张要住在神的帐篷里面。It
says, Japheth will be enlarged, and he will dwell in within Shem.
谢长老的解释有两个。Elder
Shea had two explanations.
亚伯的祖孙啊，他们会不断的扩张啊，会夺到其他族裔的一些领土，侵占其他族裔的领土。The
descendants of Japheth will continue to multiply and conquer many lands.
另外一个就是要进到闪的后裔里面。 来得救恩，进入这个教会来享受安息。
And the descendants of Japheth will enter into Shem that represents that they will enter into the true church of God.
这也是闪，因为是往东方移的民族。
And Shem is from the east.
刚刚我们已经谈过说那个印是从入出之地的天使拿着神的印起来盖印。
And we have mentioned before that the angel from the sun held this seal.
所以我们了解到真教会会从东方出现。
So we realize that the true church shall come from the east.
我们从一些资料里面看到，大概 1900 年代的时候，就有一些圣灵的工作出现在地面上。
From some references, we found out that in the 1900s, the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以发起了五旬节的运动。
And it started the work of the Pentecost.
所以派很多的传道人出去传道理。And
then many ministers were sent out to preach.
有一些到东方啊，我们教会的早期工人跟他们有接触，但是不是直接承受他们的。
And the early workers of our church had communication with them, contact with them.
所以我们教会的一些道理啊，可以说是从神得来的一些启示。
And so the doctrine and the truth that we have in the church can be said that it's revealed from God.
好像保罗说啊，他所传的福音呢，都是从耶稣基督的启示一样。
Just as Paul said that the gospel that he preaches from Christ Jesus.
我们教会早期有三个工人。
The early days of our church had three workers.
第一个工人叫做张灵生。The
first one was Bart.
张灵生。林生庆。他是在中国北方啊，山东那边的人。And
he was an inhabitant of the northern region of China.
他先到长老会去信。
And he first started believing through the Presbyterian Church.
后来，因为他的儿子到上海一个叫做五旬节会的属徒信心会。
But later on, his son attended in Shanghai a Pentecostal church.
所以回来告诉他说啊，现在有一个教会很重视求圣灵。
And so he came back and told his father that there's a church that emphasizes on the Holy Spirit.
结果他去上海住了20天呐，在那祷告，没有得圣灵。
And so. Ling Sun Cheng went to Shanghai and prayed for the Holy Spirit, but never received it.
回去了以后啊，大概经过2个多月，在自己家里祷告得圣灵。And
after he returned for about 2 months, he was praying alone.
主耶稣跟他说啊，你要把你的名字，他本来叫张斌，要改成灵生，从圣灵重生。
And
张灵生。
When he was praying by himself, he received the Holy Spirit, and God says, "You shall change your name from what was previously to Lin Sun Cheng."
然后告诉他说，你要守安息日。
Because the Spirit has been living within you now, and you must hold the, observe the Holy Sabbath.
啊，所以他就告诉那个使徒信心会的牧师说要守安息日，结果他接受了。
And so he told the minister of the
属徒信心哦，就是像属徒时代的那种信心会的一个教会，这个一个教会的名字。
He told the minister of the apostolic faith to the true doctrine.
啊，所以他在那个教会里面啊，接受洗礼，在湖中洗礼，啊，那个牧师啊，按他为长老。
And so they baptized in the living open water, and he was ordained as a elder.
然后后来我们教会在1917年成立嘛。
And our church was established in 1917.
所以他到天津去见魏保罗，就是另外一个工人。
So he went to another region to meet up with Paul Wei, which was another early worker of the church.
啊，他跟他一起同工啊，啊，去传道的。
And they worked together in preaching, spreading the word of God.
啊，但是在第二年呢，他要出去传道的时候，跟另外一个工人张巴拿巴互相面向下洗礼。好。
And in the next year, he met up with Barnabas Chang, and then they baptized each other.
不过他年纪大了以后啊，啊，他就回到自己的家乡啊，啊，照顾教会。
But as he as he reached an old age, he returned back to his hometown.
另外一个工人叫做张巴拿巴。
And the other worker of the other days of the church was Barnabas Chang.
当张连生出去传道理的时候啊，他不相信，他太太相信，但他反对。
When Lin Sun was preaching the gospel, Barnabas' wife believed, but he did not.
那后来有一次在野地的时候啊，突然间有一个声音跟他讲说。末世的救恩要从东方到西方。
But one day in the wilderness, a voice came and said that the true church in the end time shall come from the east.
他跪下祷告，这个得圣灵。
And so Barnabas knelt down and prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
所以他们全家就接受张连生的洗礼。
And so their entire family received the baptism from Lin Sun Cheng.
啊，过了几年以后啊，啊，主又出声音叫他说：“你要往南方传道理，我要赐给大能力、大权柄。”
And after the After a few years, the voice of God came to him again and said that you must go out to the south to preach.
所以他就开始啊传道灵。
So he began to preach in the south.
啊，第一次就是在他家乡啊，布道两天，施洗二十几个人。
And the first time he conducted evangelical service in his home, in a house, they baptized 20 people.
啊，后来往远方去传道灵九个月，经过八省啊。啊，建设了四十二间教会，九个月建设四十二间教会。
And after traveling through eight provinces, through a time span of 9 months, they established
四十二间
42 churches.
后来到了南方啊，一个叫中国南方的福建省，他传道的时间大概两年。
And he went to the southern region province of China in Fujian to
建设了六十几间的教会。
And they established 60 or so churches there.
啊，后来到台湾呢、啊，传道四十天，建设三间教会。
And he preached 40 days in Taiwan and established 3 churches.
所以这种传道的速度啊，都是打破记录的。
And so this rate of preaching and establishing churches.
因为神真的跟他同在，赐给他大能力。
Because God indeed abided with him and gave him great strength.
行神迹奇事啊，各样的异能很多。
He was able to perform many miracles and wonders.
啊，比较可惜的就张巴拿巴后来晚年的时候啊，他说真的是教会是我创设的。
But unfortunately, Barnabas Chang fell into pride and he claimed that the True Jesus Church.
啊，后来不服总会啊，跑到香港自己另外设立一个总会。
And he did not want to listen to the words of the GA, so he went to Hong Kong to set up his own church.
所以人有时候能力太大了，恩赐太大了，有时候迷失自己，很可惜。
So sometimes when we are empowered greatly, we may lose ourselves.
不过我们说啊，这个工人呐、啊，这个早期工人就早。早一点蒙恩的教会不是他们建的，教会是主耶稣的教会。
We say that the early workers did not establish the church, but rather it is established by Lord Jesus Christ.
如果从历史上整个教会最开始全部完备，应该是从魏保罗开始了。
If we trace back in the history, the church probably started during the time of Paul Wei.
因为他本来是一个布商啊，因为常常生重病。
He was previously he was a merchant of cloth.
啊，怎么医都医不好，后来祷啊，后来经过祷告发生功效。
And since he was ill for a long time, and he can and only through prayer was he able to be healed.
啊，他也去使徒信经会啊接受洗礼，但是是在家里得到圣灵。
And he also sought the truth at the Apostolic Faith Church, but later received the Holy Spirit in his own home.
啊，他在1917年的时候啊，他的女儿生重病，为他祷告，这个病好了。
And in 1917, his daughter was deeply ill, and he healed her through prayer.
看到有一个大鬼带着一批小鬼，他就奉主耶稣的名赶。
He witnessed a big ghost leading a small ghost away, and so he cast them out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
结果那些鬼就跑掉了。
And the devils were scattered.
因为这样让他得到了，他开始就得到了医病赶鬼的恩赐。
And from then on, he started to realize that he had this gift of a healing.
神出生跟他讲说啊，你要禁食39天，不会死了，不会饿死。
And God revealed to him that he could fast for 39 days and nights, and he would not die.
所以他真的禁食39天。
So indeed, he fasted and prayed.
他每天啊，大概只睡3个小时。
And each day he probably slept for 3 hours.
都是一直布道、写见证、传单。
All he did was preach the gospel and write articles.
在那一年的时候，神跟他讲说，你要接受。主耶稣给你面向下的洗礼，主耶稣给你受洗了。
And one year, Jesus revealed to him that he must be baptized in the likeness of Jesus.
所以圣灵带领他到永定河啊，啊，圣灵告诉他说要面向下洗礼。
And so the Holy Spirit guided him to a river in China, and the Holy Spirit instructed him to
洗礼起来，看到主耶稣显现。
And so after immersion, he got up and saw.
见到森林里面，又看到主耶稣显现。
And he went into a spiritual realm and saw Jesus appear.
所以主耶稣就嘱咐他说啊，你要主来更正各教会道理上不完全的一些地方。
So Lord Jesus instructed him to correct any of the faults or mistakes in.
所以为保罗啊，为保罗从主耶稣那里得到很多的启示。
So Paul Wei received much revelation from God.
比如说啊，要进神的国，一定要求到圣灵。
For example, to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must have the Holy Spirit.
并且要全身啊进入流动的活水的洗礼。
And you must immerse your entire body into the living, flowing waters.
因为主耶稣是这样受浸的。
Because that is how Jesus was.
啊，洗礼的时候要奉主耶稣的名，不可以奉父主圣灵的名。
And the baptism should be performed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and not of the Father, Son, and the Holy
Spirit. 啊，要守安息日，不可以守星期日。
And the Holy Sabbath must be kept and observed on the Saturday.
像这些啊，道理都是主耶稣亲自启示他。
And so these fundamental doctrines were instructed to him by.
他真的禁食39天呐、啊，满得圣灵的能力。
And so after fasting for 39 days and nights, he was full.
主耶稣向他显现，又有摩西、以利亚在身边。
Jesus appeared to him with Moses and Elijah by the side.
他开始传道理呀、啊，他也可以行神迹呀、啊，啊瞎子都可以让他都看见。
He began preaching the word and also healing the sick. For example, a blind man was able to be.
我们教会的名字是在1917年的时候定下来。
And the name True Jesus Church was established in that year, 1917.
啊，经过政府当时正式允许的名字就是真理是教会。
And at the time, the government agreed upon this name.
但是为保罗工作时间相当短。
But Paul Wei's ministry was quite short.
神启示他以后到第五年。
After God's revelation until the fifth year.
啊，结果主耶稣就接他回去了。
And Jesus received him back.
啊，他看到天使来，他就大声喊啊，在笑声当中说：“天使来了，天使来要带我回家了。”啊，就这样离开世界。
And before he left this world, he saw he had a vision of the angel approaching to carry him home, and he smiled joyfully.
所以我们知道说我们教会的一些道理啊，基本得救的要道是神启示。
So we know that the basic fundamental beliefs in our church.
当然我们慢慢从圣经里面呢、啊、来印证啊，把它整理得更完全。
And of course, through reading the scripture and understanding it more, we can organize it better.
因为这圣经的基本信仰都有很充分的圣经的根据啊。
Because the basic beliefs have many references backed up in the scripture.
所以我们真教会未来的一个使命啊，就是要把末世真道传到各地。
And the mission of the church is to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
因为这是按照主耶稣所讲的一些预言。
because this is done according to the prophecies by Jesus Christ.
所末世福音要传遍天下，主耶稣再临。
It says that the gospel of the end time shall be preached throughout the world before Christ comes.
按照圣经的应许哦，将来这个真道会传至以色列国。
And according to this promise in the scripture, the gospel will eventually be spread into the Israel kingdom.
撒加利亚书里面说，以色列人将来他们会遭遇大灾难。
And Zechariah records that the Israelites shall encounter a great tragedy in the future.
一直到现在，他们都还在盼望弥赛亚。
Because even until this time, they're still awaiting the Messiah.
因为他们不接被接纳耶稣。
They did not receive Jesus.
但是到灾难当中啊，他们有一部分人被拣出。
But when the woes come, more than half of them will be destroyed.
在那个绝望当中，他们就会仰望救主耶稣基督。全部会相信。
And in that time of disparity, they will all turn and look towards God. Then they will believe.
所以圣经里面说，将来他们的移民呢、啊，于是会全部得救。
And so Jesus said that the remaining of them shall be saved.
将来真道啊，就是会传给他们。
And the true gospel will be preached to those.
因为犹太人他们相信只是独一神。
Because the Jews also believe in the one true God.
一般教会所传的三位一体的观念，他们没有办法接受。
They do not accept the concept of the doctrine of Trinity.
因为犹太人是守安息日。
And the Jews observe the Sabbath.
外教会他们守星期日。
And the pagan church or the other churches receive observe the Sunday.
只是我们要让他们知道要守安等的安息日。
But we must let them know that they must.Observe the Sabbath of grace.
另外一个圣经里面说啊，犹太人他们看重神迹。
And the other thing is, according to the Bible, it says that Jews they request signs.
所以犹太人所追求的三样，我们教会里面都有。
So the three things that the Jews pursue are in our church.
这是一般教会没有的。
This is not included in many churches.
我们拜独一神。
We worship the one
我们所安息日
we keep the Holy Sabbath.
我们有很多神的作为能力彰显在我们当中
and we have many signs and miracles performed by the Lord.
我们另外一个目的一个工作就是要把教会建设达到完全
and the next work we must do is to complete the church to its fullness.
所以讲起来我们现在教会还有很多的软弱
and we actually have still many weaknesses in the church.
因为这个神谷啊要慢慢的建设达到完全来让主耶稣迎接啊
Because the kingdom of God must be established to perfection, awaiting Jesus' arrival.
说好像挪亚一方面传警告，但是一方面是造方舟。
Just as Noah, when he was preaching and warning the people, he was also constructing the ark on the side.
我们也要一方面啊，传末世的警告。一方面也要建设神的教会。
So on one hand, we must preach the gospel of the end times, and on the other hand, we must continue to establish God's church.
让我们所有的弟兄姊妹都能够在属灵上啊，能够不断的成长成熟能够长大成人。
So that each of the brethren may continue to increase and grow, become mature.
能够满有基督长成的身量。
And become have this the maturity and stature of Christ.
等到我们把这个教会建设完成了主耶稣带领我们将来就回到天上去。
And after we accomplish this establishment of the kingdom of God, Jesus will come to receive us back.
他说，我们知道说末世真的很临近。
We know that the end time is drawing near.
我们每一个人都有当尽的一些使命。
We each have our own commission.
求主能够。帮助我们来完成他的工作。
May the Lord help each of us to accomplish His work.
当然，我们在追求教会未来发展的方向我们也有一些必须要特别重视的一些问题。
And we also must pay attention to some of the things regarding the direction, the future direction of the church.
比如说，我们教会有一些优良的传统。
For example, the church has some good customs.
重视祷告，求圣灵的能力。
They emphasize on prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit.
能够求神开启我们的心，让我们真正明白真道。
And also emphasize on God opening up our hearts so that we may understand.
求神帮助我们有力量，能够肉身做见证。
We ask God to empower us so that we may have the strength to witness for him.
这其实都是我们早期教会的一些优良的传统。
These are all the good customs passed on from the early days of the church.
我们以前在台湾的教会一进门啊，大概两边都会有祷告室。
In the earlier days, in Taiwan, when you enter the front doors, there would be prayer rooms on each side.
还有的是祷告室放在那个讲台后面。
And some of the prayer rooms were located behind the pulpit.
所以信徒来到教会以后啊，一定是先到祷告室先去祷告。
So when the members arrived, the first thing they did was enter the prayer room to pray.
祷告完以后参加聚会。
And after prayer, they would come attend service.
聚会完以后再去祷告。
And after service, they would pray again.
祷告完以后再回家。
And after prayer, they would return home.
所以因为有很多的祷告时间呢。
And so they had much time in prayer with God.
所以神的恩典特别多。
So God's grace was very
属灵生命也比较丰盛，
and they had a fuller spiritual life.
我们在美国的教会有祷告室的教会不多。
In the U.S. churches, there are not many with prayer rooms.
我也看到有的把那个祷告室啊，就把它变成儿童教室，或者是让小朋友在那里画画，在那里玩哈。
Some even allow the prayer room to be converted into nurseries for the children to play.
所以盼望说，我们各教会应该要重视祷告，能够让大家能够比较安静的祷告灵修的地方。
And my hope is that we will emphasize strongly on prayer and building up through a life of consistency.
因为这个可以让我们从神那里得到属灵的力量。
Because this will allow us to receive strength, for spiritual strength from God.
能够让我们把神的道行出来，让我们力量来服侍主。
And we can carry out God's work. And serving him.
这个跟教会的发展有直接关系。
And this will have a direct relationship with the growth of God's church.
所以我们要多求神的力量。
So we must strive for God's power.
另外一个就是在人才的训练方面，也要重视。
And we must also emphasize on training good workers.
所以在总会跟地方教会都有训练的单位。
And in the GA and different local churches, they often hold many training centers.
我们盼望说，能够 装备我们信徒，让我们熟悉各样的属灵知识，还有工作的技能。
We hope to equip our Christian soldiers with these, with the full truth.
我们有一些新的少数民族，就是有一些白人啊、黑人啊，或者是西班牙裔的啦，有伊朗人啊，有些外族裔的，渐渐进到教会里面来。
And slowly we will attract in the minority.
所以我们也开始重视这方面的训练。
Since we gradually are getting more Caucasians and Africans, different nationalities, we shall focus on this area of evangelism.
今天早上我也谈到另外一个力量，就是物质的力量，财力。
And I also mentioned another physical, another power, which resource, which is a financial or physical resource.
感谢主啦，神让我们在美国的青年哦，很多毕业了以后啊，都有非常好的工作。
Thank God, the Lord has blessed the youth to have good careers after graduation.
我们有时候这样做哦，有些地方要找工作很难。
Yes, we know it's hard to find a job.
有时候收入也不高。
And sometimes their salaries may not be.
还有很多地方啊，他们经济上不太稳定。
And different locations may have unstable.
但是我看到我们在美国的青年呐，很多人呐，很容易找工作，而且工作的性质都相当好。
But I see that our young brethren in the U.S. United States have a fairly easy time in finding jobs.
当然，我们要知道说，神给我们，就是神有他的用途。
But we must recognize that what God has given us it has His purpose behind it.
所以我们要知道说教会哪里需要。
So we must know where the church is in need of.
因为神要我们贡献在这些圣工上面。
Because God wants us to devote and contribute onto this work.
我们也知道说，这是神给我们的。
And we know that we have received these things from the Lord.
因为我们在几年前曾经有一次在开NCC的时候。
Years ago, we held a national church conference.
那个时候有两三个教会，他们说我们有剩下一些钱。
At the time, there were a few churches that have a surplus money.
我们是不是可以拿去投资？
They asked if they could invest it.
因为那个时候是股票最好的时候。
It was the time when the stocks were doing very well.
教会说这个跟教会的方向发展有关系。
And the GA says, the church says that this has This has a direct correlation to how the direction of our church, so they put it to the research committee to discuss.
说教会是非盈利机构。
And it says they came to a conclusion that the church is a non-profit
organization.
So let us not place our emphasis on making money.
我们重点是要传福音。
Our purpose is to preach the gospel.
所以教会大家的奉献的经济啊, 我们要把它善用,
so all the financial contributions received, we should use them on evangelism.
所以那个时候就决定说, 我们传道者不够, 就是聘传道, 训练传道。
And since at the time we were in lack of ministers, we started using that money to train future pastors.
有些教会啊, 因为没有钱, 所以买不成会堂, 盖不起来。
And some churches did not have enough money to purchase their chapel.
所以就鼓励教会, 你哪一个地方有剩钱, 就把钱啊, 去奉献, 帮助这些新成立的教会。
So they encourage churches that have excess money to share these resources with the other churches in need.
后来感谢主啊, NCC的时候, 大家都赞同这样的意见。
And thank God there was a unanimous approval for this this action.
所以让我们教会可以一间一间啊, 一直起来。
So the church started growing, developing one by one.
我有时候非常感动啊。
Sometimes I am really touched by this.
因为在去年, 在今年啊, 喜瑞都教会献堂。
Today, this year was the dedication of Cerritos Church.
他们要买那个会堂的时候啊, 讲起来也是相当困难。
There was actually much difficulty involved in purchasing that chapel.
园林教会给他们26万。
The Garden Grove Church contributed 260,000.
他们自己本身有二十几万。
And they had around 200 some thousand as well.
有50万。 还有那个地区啊, 很贵。
So that total around 500,000.
很少有会堂在卖。
Quite expensive, and no one was selling.
啊,曾经去找,找了很久啊, 找不到。
And so they searched for a long time without finding a suitable area.
啊,后来发现说我们现在租的那个礼拜堂还不错。 地点也够大,
and so they thought that the current chapel that they were renting out would be sufficient.
但是他们要180万,
but they wanted 1.8 million.
所以对当地的信徒来讲啊, 比较难一点。
It was quite difficult for the local church members.
不过他们想说啊, 如果我们不买的话, 人家卖掉了以后, 我们连聚会的地方都没有了。
But they were thinking that if we did not purchase this chapel, if they rent it out to someone else, then we won't even have a place to worship anymore.
所以他们就开会，后来决定要买，那就送到信徒会议。
And so they held a council's meeting and decided they were going to purchase it and then brought it before the congregation.
信徒会议啊，结果就通过了。
And it passed the congregational vote.
后来通过了以后啊，我就讲了几句话。
And after it was approved, I spoke a few words.
我说这个跟我们的目标啊。 实在很大，但是要有很大的信心才能够完成。
I said this is we should have great faith in pursuing this goal.
但是既然我们已经大家开会通过，我们就努力。
But since we have approved this through a congregational meeting, let's strive to do this.
多祷告靠神。
Let us pray more and rely on God.
主要有信心，我们就能够看到神的荣耀。
As long as you have faith, you can see the glory of God.
感谢主啊，两个月当中。
Thank God, within 2 months,
啊, 筹款筹到200万,
they were able to accumulate two points.
这个都是我们没有办法想象得到的。
And these are things that we cannot fathom.
当然，其中包括有几十万的借款呢。
And of course,
那个借款是要还的。
This included about a couple of hundred thousands of loan money, which must be returned later.
但是你在两个月当中能够筹集到这么多钱呢, 可以看到我们教会大家。 爱主大家同心的那一种表现。
But within these 2 months, you were able to witness the love of the brothers and sisters around the nation, around the country and the world.
尤其在南加州的教会啊, 每一个教会都很努力。
And every church worked hard towards this.
一开始是那个 El Monte 教会了。
It started with El Monte Church.
因为他们总共有11万块。
They had 110,000.
他们也想搬呐, 但是钱还不够。
And they wanted to relocate as well, but they didn't have enough funds.
结果他们就奉献了 5,000块到夏威夷去。
So they contributed 5,000 to the Hawaii Church.
另外10万块借给喜瑞都教会。
And then the rest of the 100,000 they donated to Cerritos.
结果这个消息啊, 让其他的教会听到了以后, 大家都很受感动。
And so after the other churches heard of it, they were moved by it.
啊，所以每一个教会都很尽力。
And so each church strove hard to come up with money.
所以能够把这个教会建设起来，买下来。
They're able to purchase this chapel.
今年大家整修完成了，能够奉献，大家都很喜乐。
And after renovation this year, it was able to be dedicated, and everyone.
这是一个例子了。
This is one example.
我以前在伊丽莎白这边的时候。
When I used to be in Elizabeth.
我们有一位女执事。
I was a deaconess.
我很敬重她，她相当好。
And I admired her. She was a good woman.
她是年轻的时候曾经生重病昏迷，有个执事帮她按手好起来。
When she was younger, she once encountered a severe illness and fainted, and then one of the deacons was able to bring her.
她相当爱主，非常渴慕道理。
And she loved the Lord and desired to seek after His word.
那个时候大学生啊，很忙的时候。 每一次听到做笔记，回家再抄一遍。
When she was a college student, even though her life was very busy, she still kept very detailed notes during the sermon.
以前聚会的时候，她坐在前面。
And she always sat in the front row.
每一次做笔记，一生没有停。 And
she always kept notes, she never ceased.
所以她家里啊，那个听到笔记很多。 And
so if you go to her house, you can see many of the notes that she's taking.
我觉得她对整个教会有一个非常远大的眼光。
I think she has a very big grand perspective of the church.
她也是少数在伊丽莎白刚刚开始教会的聚会的成员之一了。
She was one of the few members who started here in Elizabeth.
她后来当伊丽莎白的财务19年。
And she became the treasurer of the financial affairs for Elizabeth Church.
因为她知道说这附近很多的信徒分在各地方。
And she knew that the members were scattered around this region.
教会要不断的发展。
And the church must prosper.
所以就把每一个地方的那个信徒的奉献啊，她分成一个一个的账号，把它存起来。
So she created separate accounts for each region.
那时候像 Queens 分出去了，就帮助他们一点。
And so when Queens branched out, they used that, you know, some of that money to help them.
奉会城成立祈祷所的时候，就拨过去9万块，9万美金。
When the Philadelphia House of Prayer was established, they wired over 90,000.
像波士顿啦，像天巴啦，都是一样。
And Boston and Tampa were likewise.
我觉得说那一种做法真的是为整个教会啊，整个大局着想。
And I think she had a very macroscopic view of the future direction of the church.
我们可以看到说这个伊丽莎白的礼拜堂啊。 比较以前比较旧一点，现在都整修过了。
We see that the Elizabeth Church Chapel has been renovated.
有一次啊，因为我们要整修要花一笔钱嘛。And
during renovation, they required a large sum of money.
有年轻的负责人就说啊，我们是不是可以要求总会啊，我们经常会少一点呢？And
there was a young council member that says,
经常。你在哪话？你在哪话？
Oh, okay. There was a young council member that says maybe we should contribute a little less for the general assembly fund.
他马上说不可以。
And they said no, we can't.
我们是大教会。
We are the larger church.
我们如果不奉献，那些小教会让他们要增加很多的负担。
If we do not donate our portion, then the smaller churches will have to bear a greater burden.
他说我们教会从来。 从开始到现在，从来没有缺钱。
And they say that from the start of their church until now, we have never lacked money.
所以就是在困难当中，总会的奉献要照现。
So even during these difficulties, we will still offer our percentage to the General Assembly.
这才是神家里面忠心的神的工人。
This is the faithful and loyal servant of God.
所以我很敬重像这样的人。
So I admire and respect these kind of people.
当然，我们也知道说神一定会纪念他了。
We know that God will remember her.
真的美好的脚踪。
She's a perfect and good example.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May God.